Black Mamba.
Uh-huh. Or this is yours and this is
mine.
And your wife too.
Yeah, my wife too, I say. Me and my wife together.
So that this would be you'd say that's yours and this is
me and my wife.
Uh-huh. Let's say this other fellow and I were sitting here and you wanted to invite us back, what would you say to us?
Well, let's say both you guys come back whenever you're around, or whenever you can.
Mm-hmm. If there's been a dance or something and you want to know the people who were there, all of them, let's say you couldn't go, what would you ask?
Well, I'd ask them if they could tell me who was at the dance.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out about all the things they did, what would you say?
Well, I'd ask you if you knew what all went on at the dance.
Uh-huh. Oh, we were talking about buying sugar. How did you buy that again? In sacks?
Yeah, I used to buy 100-pound sacks.
Uh-huh. How about flour?
We used to buy that in 1,500-pound sacks, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
ever go in for just a small amount?
Yeah, I went in. Any more, me and my wife, we just get small amounts. We're going to store 5-10-pound sacks of gold medal last time we're going to get, here in the garden, in this store down here. But where my father lived, he used to store it for the winter. He'd buy maybe 20-50-pound sacks and store it upstairs.
Huh.
He's good for a store, he's like a squirrel for the winter.
Yeah, save your trips.
Oh, yeah. We'd store it, and then if he didn't have money, we had it paid for, and we could go on and live.
Yeah.
We baked our bread all at home. Mom did all the baking and bread at home. We lived at home.
Uh-huh. I think that's a good way.
Oh, I
get it. You know it's paid for.
Oh, my dad, if he couldn't pay for something, he let go and he got the money.
Well, I expect that's how he kept his farm.
Yeah, we kept it and kept it clear, too.
Mm-hmm. If you just went in for a little bit of flour, how much would this probably be?
Oh, maybe go to get a 5-pound sack, little 5-pound sack.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't use them. That lasts us a long time.
Well, if you went in to get meat, what would you get, probably?
Well, we just go and get out for dinner, supper.
That would be how much?
Oh, maybe a slice piece or two, maybe get two or three slices, maybe three or four slices. Sometimes get four slices and bring it out,
About 2 pounds? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe around 2 pounds, 5.5 to 2 pounds.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of handy to have a meat market, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to worry about it spoiling.
No, we just going to get it fresh, We just don't butcher anymore. There's nobody around anymore.
Mm-hmm. If you keep butter too long, it begins to smell. You say it's what?
That butter is sourn or spoiling.
Uh-huh.
It's getting tainted, If it's tainted, better won't use it.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother ever take fruit and bake them up into a pie sort of a thing in a deep dish?
Yeah, she's done everything like that.
What did you call that when she cooked it that way?
What kind of fruit pie or something like that,
Well, that would be in a dish maybe this deep?
Yeah, she'd kind of bake it. I remember doing that, but it's been so long, my dear daughter, I can't be pretty cold. That's been about 35, 40 years.
Did your wife ever do that?
No, not so much. My wife's good cook, though. Man, you talk about frying chicken and pie.
Yeah.
She can cook good.
Huh. Was that ever called a cobbler? Or?
Oh, yeah. Now you're getting it. She used to make a lot of cobbler, my mother. Yeah, that's getting, you can throw it out. You take a bread pan.
Yeah.
Ah, I got you now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, we take a bread pan that long. I think that round decent. I think more like a pie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we take them long and make cobblers.
Feed the whole family for
a week. Yeah, even for the whole family, no kidding.
Did you ever take milk and eggs and sugar?